Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Are there days where you feel like you're doing battle with the hordes of hell? Days where it seems nothing ever goes right, and you're overcoming what can only be described as demonic attacks? If so, be refreshed, reinvigorated by Joshua 7:13, Joshua 7:13, and the New Living Translation. Get up, command the people to purify themselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Hidden among you, O Israel, are things set apart for the Lord. You will never defeat your enemies until you remove those things from among you. Well, what are the things you need to do? What are the things you need to remove in order to purify yourself for battle? Here are seven keys. Number one, enter into his presence. Psalm 16:11, Classic Amplified. You will show me the path of life, and your presence is fullness of joy. Then again in the evening, just before you put your head on your pillow, when your mind, spirit, and body begin to unwind and calm down, give God the last portion of your time, unblemished and open before him. God is showing us how to enter into his presence for a supernatural visitation. Exodus 29:42 in the Message Bible says, that's where I'll meet you. That's where I'll speak with you. If you want to be in his presence, to know his voice, experience his best, then follow these instructions. When you sow a daily offering of your time, your presence, your first thoughts, then you will reap time, his presence, and his voice, directing you, guiding you, leading you along the pathway of your daily life.
Number two, read your instruction manual. Yes, that's the truth. In 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, it gives us this instruction. It says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that a man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. If something is profitable, that means it's beneficial to us. And the word profitable in the Strong's Concordance is from a Greek word that means profitable or advantage. The Bible is our instruction manual, and it's an incredible tool for handling every single area of our lives. And that most definitely includes money, which is a large area of our lives. We must not only read our godly instruction manual, but we need to believe it and act on it. In Hebrews 3:19 in the Message Bible, it says, they never got there because they never listened, never believed. We don't need to be like that.
No, we don't. Number three, repent, change. Acts 2:38, Classic Amplified. And Peter answered them, repent, change your views, and purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves. The scripture has a lot to say about true repentance. Matthew 3:8, Classic Amplified. Bring forth fruit that is consistent with repentance. Let your lives prove your change of heart. Luke 13:3, Classic Amplified. I tell you, no, but unless you repent, change your mind for the better, and heartily amend your ways with abhorrence of past sins, you will all likewise perish and be lost eternally. When we repent of our sins, we change our way of thinking, acting, and living.
Number four, eliminate any doubt about the outcome of your mission. One of the enemy's greatest weapons in hindering our mission, our goal, our calling, our vision, is to create doubt in our lives. Mark 11:23, Mark 11, verse 23 says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." And in Romans 14, verse 23, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "But the man who has doubts does not act from faith, for whatever does not originate and proceed from faith is sin. Whatever is done without a conviction of its approval by God is sinful." Wow. This verse makes it clear that anything not of faith is sin. Doubt destroys, stops, prevents faith from being established in our hearts.
Number 5, receive your forgiveness. Matthew 5:23-24, Message Bible. This is how I want you to conduct yourselves in these matters. If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to this friend and make things right. Then and only then, come back and work things out with God. You notice, scripture is quite clear. If you have unforgiveness in your heart, go make it right even before giving an offering. The scripture clearly states that our offering will be hindered if there is offense in our hearts. It's so important. And the scripture says to drop everything and deal with it immediately. I think it's also significant. It says that the offended person, that you should go seek out the person who has a grudge against them. I've seen and unfortunately experienced personal cases where a person did not receive or even respond to my request for forgiveness. If a person doesn't receive or respond to your request for forgiveness, then the consequences of their decision is between them and God. You've done what's right before the Lord. Asking someone to forgive you, well, it doesn't mean that you have to be the one in the wrong, although you may be. It just means that you're giving the offended person the opportunity to forgive. Matthew 5:25-26, Message Bible. Or say you're out in the street and an old enemy accosts you. Don't lose a minute. Make the first move. Make things right with him. After all, if you leave the first move to him, knowing his track record, you're likely to end up in court, maybe even in jail if that happens. You won't get out of it without a stiff fine. The two verses that we've just read reveal who's to make the first move to make things right with anyone who's offended you or for whom you have unforgiveness in your heart. And it's important that you take care of it.
Number 6, determine who will be in the foxhole with you. When you're in the midst of a battle and someone yells, "Incoming," in other words, the enemy is coming, it's important to know who's in that foxhole with you. You don't have to run from any battle because you always know who's with you in the foxhole and in every adversity you will ever face. In Psalm 118:6 in the Message Bible, it says, "God's now at my side and I'm not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on me?" When we speak something repetitively, it's more likely to be heard and understood and done. That's why having someone different in your foxhole is one of the ways to make the most of every opportunity. And without question, we need to break free from some of the people we've been hanging around. In this travel through life, we don't need anyone holding us back as we seek to make the most of every opportunity that God has presented before us. In Job 12, verse 4 in the New Living Translation, it says, "Yet my friends laugh at me, for I call on God and expect an answer. I am a just and blameless man, yet they laugh at me." Make no mistake about it. If your friends are laughing at those who want more out of life and they're happy where they're at, you can be certain you'll never do anything to take advantage. They'll never do anything to take advantage of your opportunities. Your friends are either going to empower and encourage you, or they're not. And if not, perhaps you need to find some new friends who will.
Absolutely. Number 7, get out in front of your battle by praising God. As you pray, as I said, get out in front of your battle. Begin praising God for victories in the areas of your life that have, that have been under the greatest demonic assault, even before you see the victory or experience its manifestation. I've always said that praise precipitates hope, which reinforces your commitment to never give up or quit. Psalm 71, verse 14, Contemporary English Version. I will never give up hope or stop praising you. Wow. You and I need to prepare for battle every day, because we're in the fight, a fight for our lives and the fulfillment of our destiny. The enemy, the enemy is attacking on every side, our families, finances, health. The enemy is making a full-blown assault against your faith and your future. When we purify ourselves of battle with these 7 keys, our victory becomes inevitable. So get ready to shout as you read Joshua 3:5, which should become our expectation for every day. I love this verse, honey. For tomorrow, Jehovah will do wonders among you. Can somebody say hallelujah? And that's rich thoughts. How about this? As you're at night, we've written about the 7 things to do before you go to sleep at night. But as you do is, whatever it is you're praising God and what you're doing, why not say, Father, I want to thank you on this Monday, July 22nd, as the day closes down, that tomorrow, on Tuesday, July 23rd, you're going to do wonders among us. There's going to be miracle manifestation. Father, I'm expecting a move of God in every area of my life tomorrow. Just prepare yourself spiritually by the words of your mouth for the kind of day that you want to manifest. And things will be absolutely better than you can even imagine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I can tell you now, tomorrow, July 23rd, is going to be an awesome day, because our baby girl flies in from Los Angeles to spend a week with us. Hey, if you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And while you're there, just where it says sow a seed, ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.